Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's a beautiful hump day here in Los Angeles, California. Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. We're coming at you live. It's 2 p.m. Pacific time. We're going to be here till 4 p.m. If it ain't between that time, you're listening to our voices as a rerun. And hey, thanks for that. We're going to... My name is Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Hello, America.
Hola, America.
¿Cómo está?
Yeah, heads would explode.
Très bien.
Listen to them speaking Mexican.
I think I just spoke French.
Très bien. The last one, I think, was French, yeah. Well, you took French, right?
That means three goods.
Right.
I don't know.
You took French.
In Georgia.
where they, probably one of the states where they... passed a law to call them freedom fries.
Oh, yes.
And during a certain dark period of our recent past.
Oh, sure. We were required to carry guns to class as well.
Were you?
Oh, yeah.
Where's your Glock, boy?
Doesn't Georgia have some of the most insane open carry laws? Or am I nuts?
Georgia is the place that has most recently, I think, gone completely... carry your gun everywhere nuts.
In Hooters, in Chick-fil-A.
We did the story on the old...
Kinko's.
On the old Crab Nation show. Go to crabdiving.com for the links to the old episodes of that stuff.
Retro.
But we did the story of that guy that right after that fucking law was passed in Georgia, some big giant tap dancing fuckwad...
some fucking asshole.
Strapped his... big giant gun on and
oh,
went,
look at me.
And went walking up and down like in front of a park. And people were like calling he, but he was like flaunting it, like, haha,
yeah.
Look at my gun, I could do this.
I mean, it was a serious gun, if I remember correctly.
It was a big old gun. And some parents called the police, and the cop was like, well, there's nothing I can do.
They were a touch nervous.
Because of, you know, Wayne LaPierre. Really would prefer
so bad
that we you know carry guns everywhere.
Why?
Everybody have a fucking gun.
What's the point?
Every fucking where.
These guys just want us to. They want to recreate the world of Deadwood. What is this?
We know in the world that surrounds us, there are terrorists and there are home invaders. Drug cartels, carjackers, knockout gamers, and rapers, and haters, and campus killers, airport killers, shopping mall killers, and killers who scheme to destroy our country with massive storms of violence against our power grids or vicious waves of chemicals or disease that could collapse our society that sustains us all. So, I ask you...
God, he keeps going?
How could you argue with that? Yeah, I haven't recut the new clip, little drop.
Well, you don't have to, right?
That little piece we used. But I know where it is, so I just jump in the middle. But this is the whole, his whole speech. Just
we fear for the safety of our families.
Fuck you.
I mean.
I do too. I
he's not even... in a tiny way disguising that shit. He's not even putting a little fake mustache on it and trying to slip it by the people.
Then he go on to say, so let's all get in our big stupid SUVs and drive on down to Walmart.
He's outwardly just pushing, be afraid if you don't have guns.
What would be your gun if you had to have a gun? What would be your gun of choice?
What's the purpose?
I don't know. To shoot.
If someone put a gun to my head and said you have to go buy a gun.
Gun to your head. No, to shoot shit. I don't know. Home invasion.
Well, something simple like a 9mm or something.
Uzi? No.
if I need an Uzi to defend my my house, then there's a lot of other problems
the
going
cheap
on.
The cheap rent ain't worth it.
Right. Or I'm involved in some heinous shit.
Oh, yeah.
And... maybe I deserve whatever
the internet radio game.
Whatever kind of shit
can
from
be
the
a little
wire
dangerous.
Is coming down on me.
Right? How sad would that be? This other internet radio show did a drive by on the Crab Diving Studios.
Didn't those? We haven't told the story in a while, but before we were doing the this was podcast.
This was
days,
the podcast.
Wasn't it? before we were even on the Voc Nation for when we were doing live over there on the previous network.
In the early days.
If you're into wrestling, head on over there.
Yeah. If you're into a couple of, you know, half-naked kind of obese guys and tight, little tight shorts, latex shorts,
up.
Dry humping
now,
each other.
Man, those guys are in good shape,
oh, yeah.
Most of them, right?
They it's even better.
They don't have the big,
right.
A lot of the big giant boombalas anymore.
Boombalas.
Except for the, like a real character who's just like a big fat fuck.
God, everybody knows about wrestling too. I'm always shocked to know how to hear. I hear people talk about wrestling all the time, and it's shocking how, well, I don't know, how everybody fucking knows about it. I don't give a shit.
But back on the Crab Diving podcast, before we were on that wrestling network, the we got an email or a Facebook message, I think it was, from some jerk face. Some guy who's got a podcast out east somewhere. He had a podcast, and he was like, I listened to your podcast, and first of all, publicly on the board, remember, he gave us shit? He started shitting on us?
Yeah, he made fun of... one of us, because our hat, someone had a hat on backwards.
That was probably me.
That was you.
And hashtag fashion.
Right. So what?
And
you know
the but this. So he shat on us. Then he sends us a private message saying, "Oh hey," he sent it to you, right?
Yeah, because I know the guy on Facebook. I don't know him, but we're friends. Friends
of friends, or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's of the comic.
I'm a comic, so, you know, I friend
of comedy.
Any comic.
69 degrees of comedy.
Yeah.
So he sent you a message. It's like, hey, dude, I really like what you guys are doing, kind of a thing.
Right.
And we've got this podcast that we're doing, and the people... people love when there's podcast wars.
Oh,
so we
yes.
were just wondering if you guys...
it's their most favorite thing.
Wanted to have a war with... like we're setting up... am I giving away a secret? Is there like a trade secret in podcast land that we don't know about?
No.
In radio land where you're supposed to, behind the scenes, set up a war with people?
No.
Like fucking wrestling. It's like he wanted to have a fucking wrestling match with us. Pre-scripted.
I mean, honestly, let's be honest. Most people in this whole podcast, internet, radio racket, they're complete douchebags. And this guy is kind of no different. Yeah. And he was like, I really like what you're doing. And I wanted to write back, I don't give a shit what you think. I don't care if you like it. In fact, saying you like it makes me want to do everything different because I listen to his show. And it sucked.
But talking about principles, having said that, had we not found out that they had like four friends and their show was horrible,
I don't know.
We would have happily gone to war.
If he had something remotely interesting going on over there, yeah.
Yeah.
We would have gone to war.
We wouldn't have been above that. But I get to be all sanctimonious.
Wow. How?
Now, when they couldn't help us.
Yeah. Imagine someone listening to this show right now who's actually been to war. And like, oh, you're going to podcast
right,
war.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
pussies. Yeah.
Right.
We thank you for your service.
Dumb.
Everyone. Wayne LaPierre, you know, says we should gun up and be ready for the oncoming onslaught.
God, he's so gross, man.
Of horrificitude that's going to happen.
He's a total dickhead.
Listen to all. Tweet us during the show, by the way.
Oh, yes. I'm looking at the Twitter.
If you want to communicate with us. We do wear our tinfoil hats during the show, so the mind vibes can't reach in. And so you're going to have to tweet us. Use @crabdiving. And Ryan is keeping an eye on that. And
we're having a conversation with someone named Heisenberg.
Heisenberg.
On @crabdiving.
Ciao, Heisenberg. What's going on, man?
Well, you know what's going on is this dude, some marijuana expert, scientist, guy in a white lab coat type
right.
has designed a strain of Kush that can act as an antipsychotic. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, well, maybe the Cantilinguists will talk about that. Listen to the Cantilinguists on their show, on new shows on Saturdays, 4 p.m., all kinds of stuff going on the network. Don't forget, in fact, the rerun of the Cantilinguists, if you're listening to us live, ladies and gentlemen, will be right after this show. And
that's
tonight,
right.
Actually, tonight is Wednesday, so it's a new, brand new, spanking Daily Upper Decker, which is weekly.
I'm really excited. Today they debut, and I won't say who. I won't ruin it. It's a tease. They have a brand new character on board. Brand new character.
There's a couple of new voices.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Not necessarily characters. I think they're real humans. But I mean, yeah. there's a totally new, totally fun,
right?
Totally informative, especially if you're getting your betting on, football.
These guys are into gambling like big time.
They're into gambling.
They love it.
If I had, a little extra shekels, I might get into gambling, sports gambling. I think that's a lot more fun than sitting in front of a fucking slot machine and sitting there with a glazed look on your goddamn face, just waiting for three little things to kick up.
God, I just looked at
this. So listen to the Daily Upper Decker, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
Tonight, 8 p.m. Pacific.
I just looked at this story about this cannabis that can treat psychosis, and it's kind of too much science for me to delve into. This guy's got 30,000 plants, and I don't know. There's some way he's manipulating the molecules of this plant to make you not have schizophrenia.
Now, I had read in other places.
It's the best way I can describe it.
I thought there was
it's horrible. I don't understand.
I thought there was a study not too long ago where somebody had said that schizophrenia, if you smoke a shitload of weed in your teens and developing years,
yes,
that it actually increases the chance.
It triggers the psychosis
of you. Developing schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Specifically schizophrenia.
Did you ever smoke weed when you were a teenager?
Like once.
Yeah.
Like I didn't discover the medicinal properties of the demon weed until I was at my second or third time around in college. Right. One of my multiple college experiences. I finally decided to...
Yeah.
I had tried it, as a kid, and I didn't get it. I was really anti-smoking.
And also,
anything.
You lived in Chicago, on the south side of Chicago, and the weed there is probably just absolutely horrendous.
Well, this also was back, when Coolidge was president, so I'm sure the weed was horrifically bad and everything. But I remember the first time in college, it was at a party, and we were sitting there playing video games. And they were passing a bong around, and I was last in line, so I kept getting, the end of the bowl, kind of, after everybody. So I was doing okay. It didn't...
The scraping.
The problems I had before was the smoking part.
Oh, yeah.
Coughing and shit. I just, was getting joints or something. And then I remember Eli, this guy named Eli.
Right.
And
biblical.
Eli got arrested. But at one point, but Eli started the loop at the other end and handed me the bong, and I wasn't paying attention. I was playing video games, and I just took like a huge hit off of it, and I had to like run to the bathroom and almost throw up.
Oh, shit.
But I almost did.
What video game were you playing? Q-bert?
Was it Pong? it was before video games. We were actually hitting balls back and forth with paddles to each other.
How boring. Oh, you were playing real ping pong. Yeah,
real tennis or real ping pong or real anything.
Boring.
but that was, then after that, I was like, oh, now I get it. Once the nausea kind of went away off of that huge, massive hit, then I was like, oh, now I understand what marijuana...
This is amazing is for my social anxiety.
About my social anxiety. Yeah, I think it increases your social anxiety.
Yeah, sometimes.
Which isn't a bad thing. Listen to the Cantilinguists, ladies and gentlemen, for more of your weed. We're going there tonight.
Every day at 4 p.m.?
We're going to be doing
a show.
Can we tease that? Is that okay?
Absolutely. To talk about, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to be on... I don't know when...
upcoming...
Right.
A very special
Cantilinguist
show. We will be hauling our asses over there and recording a little bit with them.
Yeah, I think they're recording a couple of episodes tonight, so I don't know when we will show up on that show.
That's right. Look at the stoners preparing ahead.
Yeah, I know.
The Stoner Show prepares ahead.
Oh, yeah.
And we respect that.
Right.
And did you see, I guess we can get to, for ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to the show, hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us here on Crab Diving. Listen to our network, tons of other shows flying at you soon. New stuff and new episodes of stuff that's been running for the whole 2 weeks we've been on the air.
Yeah, so we just started The Morning Wood this week.
The Morning Wood is fresh.
Yes.
Rick Wood, very funny in the morning, 8. a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yes.
Live.
Great comic. He wakes up in the morning after doing gigs at night and
sacrifices himself.
Reveals his manifesto.
Right.
And on certain days, he has to get right out of there to move his car for street cleaning.
Exactly. So he kicks in some really cool. Rick has really cool music. In fact, during our break here.
Yes.
On the show, we're going to be playing a little bit of
Abnormal Cattle.
Abnormal Cattle, which was a band Rick was in. Was that back in Wisconsin?
You know,
back in the home country?
I imagine so. What did he say? He was like, I said, do you miss doing music? He says, no, man, I like doing comedy. Because he doesn't have to carry anything with him.
No, yeah. That was the worst fucking part of when I was in that band for 10 minutes. It was all that goddamn equipment. Because you're poor. You don't have roadies. You're not making any money. You're the roadie.
So that's true.
When you get to the point that you can hire someone to carry your shit for you, that's when you've really, really made it.
Yeah.
Either that or you can spend less on weed and alcohol.
Right.
And then pay a kid to carry your shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we like to do here on the show is we read the headlines.
Yay.
Just check the headlines, see what's happening out in the universe. We like to be fair and balanced here, unlike a certain entertainment channel that claims that has the word news in its title.
Oh, God.
If you go to our Facebook, by the way, facebook.com/crabdiving, a lot of our stuff is just shit that people on Fox News say, but you can't, it's a never-ending font.
You can't ignore it because a lot of people listen to Fox and that's how they form their fucking opinions about what's going on.
It is. It's Old Faithful over there. And, I mean, literally, it's for the old faithful. But Megyn Kelly, you put something up.
She's gross.
About Megyn Kelly flipping out about the supposed lies of Obamacare.
She can't take the lies of Obamacare. Explain this to me. All he's doing, our president, is saying, hey, here's some health care.
He is turning the Constitution over, prying its pristine starfish open and ramming his Muslim.
He's not Muslim.
Running his Indonesian.
That's even worse.
Into the Constitution.
Liberals.
Because, you know, health care.
Why don't we start the rumor that Barack Obama is actually white? And it's.
Well, it's a little late now.
It can't hurt.
It's a little. What, he rolls up his sleeve and it's like, "Hey guys, I've been doing off brown face."
Yeah, yeah.
For the past 6 years,
Megyn Kelly's such a shithead. She's absolutely a shithead.
Well, and she's one of the least offensive. Although she's the one who came up with that. Let's all remember, kids, that Santa Claus is white, and so is Jesus.
Santa's white, and so's Jesus.
And then the next day, remember how. How snatchy she was.
Snatchy?
When she was saying, you know, well, obviously people can't take a joke. I was joking. She was not joking.
Jokes are funny, stupid.
Right.
People do this like, oh, I'm joking, okay? Don't get so mad. People say something to you that's insulting. They say, I'm just joking. No. I'm intimately aware of what a joke is. I'm familiar with jokes.
So
and they're funny.
We do fair and balanced here.
Yeah.
And we read the Huffington Post. We see what Arianna Huffington is saying.
Liberal.
And then we head over, we dial our brains back and set the clocks back several hundred years.
To the fucking 50s.
The 1450s.
It's as if these
religion.
These fucking people from Fox and Drudge, they rolled off the Mad Men set.
Yeah. They're like, what's so bad about that?
Yeah, what's so bad about that?
You should be able to smack your secretary on the ass.
The one thing about Mad Men that is nice, when you see everybody in their office and no one really has computers, which is, I think, kind of cool. but they all have extensive bars in their office.
Fuck yeah. That's one thing that I think where society has devolved.
How do we bring back the total alcoholism? I mean, my God, Matt, you're in an office all day. You worked in an office.
I did, several.
And if there was a bar there available to you that you could have drinks at during the day, you would be dead. It's so miserable to go to an office
and
work.
That's true, yeah.
It is. My God, if you could have a highball at 10 a.m.
But I do know people that may have, you know, occasionally had a little bit of alcohol.
Go down.
With them on the job.
Right.
Or weed breaks were pretty popular when I worked at the hospital. When I worked at the hospital is when the weed breaks were. But don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, it was the office part. It was like...
The evil part of the hospital that sent you bills.
No, we were in children's neurology.
Oh, yes.
We were doing surgery.
Were you working on Junior's brain?
Right.
Yeah.
No, we were in number crunching.
My doctor...
Nowhere near a patient, don't worry.
My doctor smells like skunk. Oh, shit.
Right.
Imagine right before you fall asleep, the anesthesia, the last thing you hear is some doctor saying, oh, man, let me hit that.
Oh my God, I hope he's talking
about the weed.
The weed.
I didn't mean it like
that. I don't want to be Bill Cosby.
Oh God. Dr. Huxtable.
Speaking of, let's get to the headlines, ladies and gentlemen. Let's check out the first, the Huffington Post.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
I can't think of it.
It's so ridiculous.
We fear.
Oops. Anyway.
Got it. Wait. Oh, shit.
A little Wayne LaPierre leaked out at that moment.
It's a right-wing nut job yelling the word fear. Really? That'd take long to find that.
That's how it starts.
We fear.
We fear.
Fuck you.
God. No. Not even a hey, ladies and gentlemen, how's it going? Although he may have. I don't know who started this.
By the way, I don't know. I don't know, man. That fucking Sarah Palin clip we have in that little drop for the news. It just every time it just burns my ass.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
People voted for that ticket. Mm-hmm. Enough people voted for the McCain-Palin ticket to feel a little strange about your country.
By the way, there's a new Sarah Palin video that
from her fucking channel
is actually electronically bending from the tons of shit being heaped upon it from all sides, because she gives a tribute to, I want to say, Billy Graham.
Oh my God.
And
I might have heard
Billy Graham
some of this.
174 years old.
Still alive, huh?
Still alive.
Yeah.
And she goes on. The headline I remember seeing was, this may be Sarah Palin's most incoherent video yet.
Oh, shit.
Now, the bar is high.
I mean, that's...
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
Remember that one?
And again, what does that have to do with purgatory? I get that she's saying that these picket lines and minimum wage and all that shit irritates her.
Yeah.
But what's the relationship with purgatory?
I don't know.
No.
You're asking me to translate for...
I mean, I've done stand-up sets where I'm pretty drunk.
Yes.
And there are parts that might be a little hard to follow, but I don't think as hard as that. To follow. I think I was much more coherent.
You're saying as
on the edge of alcohol poisoning. So I don't understand. I mean, she's a politician, man.
Right.
She speaks for a fucking living.
Well, I mean, she went from mayor of Wasilla.
Right.
To governor of Alaska, which...
What a joke of a fucking state.
Inexplicable.
I mean,
how it's I don't know how.
I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke of a fucking state. If that's who ran it, it must not be that hard.
Wasn't it that she came in on kind of the wings of a like a big or the in the wake I should say of a she came in on the wings of a
on the wings of love
giant flying pile of shit,
right?
But she there was a scandal, right? Like the previous governor
well I think
had some shenanigans.
Alaska just hold a wet t-shirt contest for governor and she won. That's what I think happened. It's so cold there too. It was brutal. The t-shirts are freezing to her knockers.
We were watching Girls Gone Wild.
Oh yes.
And we thought you'd make a spectacular governor.
Hello, Miss Palin.
The state of Alaska. And then, you know, whoever talked to McCain into picking her.
Maybe he didn't give a shit. Maybe somebody was like, hey, we got somebody to run for office.
Some young hipster asshole probably was like, look, John, you gotta get these younger people. You gotta go rogue. She's brash. She's crazy. You know, you're seen as this doddering old kind of fart. We need somebody who's gonna put a sparkle into all the black hating, women hating, gay hating.
They thought she would soften him up, correct?
Right. So to speak.
I mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess. And, you know, and she would appeal to those, the rising lunatic.
People
fringe.
Loved her, man. A lot of people fucking loved her. I remember talking to somebody. They're like, oh, I really like Sarah Palin. Relative of mine said that. Who's smart? Who's really, really smart? And I was like, well, why? I mean, I didn't ask why. I didn't want to get into
it. We may see one of those, you know, I can't see an uber lunatic.
Uber.
One of the biggest crazies. You know what I mean?
Like Herman Cain.
Of, you know, in the clown car.
Who's Becky?
It's going to be the 2016.
Becky stage.
GOP primary.
Right.
But there's a possibility that one of those idiots might be picked for a vice president. I mean, don't you think that would be a smart move? Like if a Jeb Bush or a who's a more less in fucking sane Republican,
Dan Quayle,
try to pluck one,
dude. Dan Quayle.
I mean, like now for the next who?
Honestly, Dan Quayle would be a more palatable. Candidate,
I mean,
than Herman Cain.
A real viable, who else outside of Jeb Bush?
Clint Eastwood.
You know, Rob Portman maybe, but he's
who the
kind
fuck
of
is
moderate.
That?
They, exactly. But if a normal, even Chris Christie is kind of less God and Jesus and more
but
here, you know, here's
he's got,
the corporate cock for you to suck.
He's got some baggage.
All right, he'll never make it. But I'm saying a person like that, instead of a raging lunatic teetard getting to
Pat Buchanan,
the top of the viable candidates that are in the group.
I don't know.
Somebody like Jeb Bush might, I don't know. Don't you think they might try to pick a more conservative lunatic to help send some jizz down to the idiot tea billies? Who are standing there with their mouths open like birds, saying, you know, you're not conservative enough. We need more conservative.
That's what they were going to put in the Keystone Pipeline, by the way.
So
yes,
I would pick
not
Ted
oil.
Cruz. I would pick Ted Cruz.
Oh, would you?
As my running mate. If I were a non-insane candidate like Jeb Bush. Now, not that Jeb Bush wouldn't be terrifying in office, but he's not a raging, frothing, drooling, blithering idiot like some of these guys.
I think Rick Perry's a better candidate.
Yeah.
I mean,
Rick
really,
Perry
I'm not
like
kidding.
Yeah, there you go. There's another one who's just dumb.
Dumb as fuck.
He's
you know?
A George Bush. He's a George Bush clone.
Meet me in N-word head camp.
You're right.
Why'd you name it that? Really, why did you name it N-word camp?
Well, it was passed whatever. Down to them from their unfortunately uninformed ancestors.
I tell you, I inherit that camp. I'm sending somewhere down there. Like, listen, okay. Number one, don't. I want you to change your name, change that sign. That's the first thing. Don't mow the grass. Don't paint anything.
Well, paint over the
this
the
first
N-word
thing
head.
You got to change because it's embarrassing. Right. Can you imagine? Poor Rick Perry's children. They go.
Oh, they used to love that.
Oh,
shit.
Bullshit!
Are you kidding me? They used to be like, I can't wait to get N-word head.
I think his kids were embarrassed and like, Dad.
Well, his kids, Rick Perry.
Yeah.
Rick Perry himself.
No, he doesn't get
Rick Perry
shit.
Growing up.
His children are like, God, I don't invite friends over to this place because it's right. called Inward Head, and it's yeah. embarrassing to me.
Rick Perry fought to call it Colored Head afterwards.
Did he really?
Yeah. He thought that was evolving on the issue.
What a dumbass.
Let's go over to the Huffington Post. The headline there is, we spoke a little bit about, we mentioned this guy earlier a little bit, Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
And the headline there is, NBC cuts bait.
Wow.
Bill Cosby, you know, is having more and more accusations, it seems like, by the day.
Who knew he was such a rapist?
Of women who are now alleging, including...
Yes?
A name you'll recognize, who I'll get to in a minute, is now stepping out and saying... she was huxtabullied.
Huxtabullied. Wow, that's great. Are you coining that, or is
that being
used?
I don't know. I haven't seen that. Maybe I don't know.
Trademark crab diving huxtabullied.
Tweet it right now.
Yeah.
The NBC has confirmed that the planned sitcom project with Bill Cosby is now gone.
Wait,
no longer in development. They were developing another sitcom with Cosby.
Why not?
The network says has no further comment, and reps for Cosby, surprisingly, not immediately available for comment.
Didn't we learn somewhere that Bill Cosby has two houses? He has one house where he receives guests, and he has one house in which he lives.
Really?
I heard that somewhere. I forget where. I must have read it somewhere.
Oh, he's an asshole.
He's a wacko. I mean, he's a rapist. I mean, you have to be a little wacko.
Alleged. Alleged rapist.
Okay.
And don't forget, Rush Limbaugh said it was a long time ago.
Right. Hey,
it was a long time ago. The NBC it comes in the wake of the allegations that have been levied against the 77-year-old comedian during the last month. You know, and what's funny is, wasn't this Hannibal
Buress.
That started this whole shitstorm because this had originally come out a few years ago, right?
A long time ago. I remember living in Chicago, walking through the fucking snow, listening to NPR on my Walkman, and I heard about this story in, 2004 or something? Yes. It's freezing.
And, but Hannibal Buress made a reference in a joke that went viral, like
right.
on YouTube or in a Vine or some shit.
Yeah.
And he said...
He's like, this is the guy that doesn't want you to swear on stage, but he rapes people?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Don't swear. You're a rapist, is what he said. Something like that. But Hannibal, he's referring to... Because Bill Cosby, there's other... Dave Chappelle did a bit, didn't he?
Richard Pryor! Bill Cosby said something to...
Everybody gets phone calls from Cosby.
Or something like that. No, it was... fuck. Eddie Murphy got a call from Bill Cosby that his act was too dirty.
Too dirty.
And then Eddie Murphy told Richard Pryor that. And then Richard Pryor told Eddie Murphy to tell... Bill Cosby to have a Coke and a smile and to shut the fuck up.
You tell him to have a Coke and a smile and shut the fuck up. Yeah, that's one of Murphy's bits.
What a fucking asshole! I hate people that say, now be clean in your stand-up act. It's fucking art. Hey, if you don't want to listen to it, get the fuck out of a comedy club. It's dirty there, okay? Leave me alone.
But there's a market for clean stand-up, it's just don't go to the comedy store, don't go to the yuck hut,
right?
And get all a fluster
right.
when someone says fuck.
Yeah, and relax, honestly.
Lighten the fuck
Who
up.
Who cares?
So Bill Cosby, no longer, the show no longer in development over at NBC from these allegations. Now
I want to know who's stepping forward. Is it Felicia Rashad?
<It is. laughs> the...
Oh, it's Lilacoy Moon.
It's a supermodel, or some would say former supermodel.
Oh, yeah? It's not Lisa Bonet?
It's not Lisa Bonet or Salil...
Lilacoy Moon.
Lilacoy Moon. Salil right. Moon Frye was...
Salil Moon Frye is Punky Brewster.
Punky Brewster. Quote, "The last thing I remember is him taking off his robe and climbing on top of me."
Oh, gross, man. Oh, what a nightmare. The voice of Fat Albert just disrobed and is forcibly right. humping me. How? What a...
Maybe that's what he calls his dick.
Oh, Fat Albert?
Yeah.
Damn right. Hey, hey, hey.
Time to meet Fat Albert.
I think
Albert.
He calls it a pudding pop.
supermodel Janice Dickinson.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Has claimed in a new interview that she also was drugged and raped.
Wow.
By Bill Cosby.
Jeez.
And it's got to be true because it's in the Daily Mail.
Okay.
.co.uk.
That's right.
She said that Cosby invited her to dinner to talk about a part on The Cosby Show.
What an evil fuck. What an evil fuck. I mean, who wouldn't want that job?
A Craigslist ad?
How much? I mean, that show's still fucking running right now on some horrible network.
I'd go over to his house.
Yeah.
And let him fuck me for a role on The Cosby Show.
I mean, what kind of role? I mean, an under five? Or do you have
a... Right now?
Do you have a character arc?
Yeah, can I? Character arc.
If you... rape me, do I get a 5-episode arc before?
I'd be consenting, so it wouldn't even be rape.
Oh, yeah.
So she said that Cosby invited her to dinner, Janice Dickinson, who, by the way, in parentheses, batshit fucking crazy.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Watch her goddamn reality shows.
She's the best.
So possibly not the most credible of witnesses is what some people are saying.
Yeah. So what?
She said that Cosby offered her a glass of wine and a pill she thought was for her cramps.
God, I mean...
How does that subject come up? Hi, Bill. How you doing? Hey, you got a headache or anything? Having any crampy issues?
You know
Want
what?
Some Jell-O pudding?
The thing is, though, if you... we're watching The Cosby Show. It was Thursday nights, followed by Family Ties, followed by Cheers, followed by Night Court. And then at some point, that changed to that horrible...
Must-see TV, right?
Oh, yeah, it changed to that horrible spinoff starring Salil Moon Frye, a.k.a. No, Lilacoy Moon, a.k.a. Lisa Bonet. What was that show?
Oh, God, they had
where
that
she went to college.
Right after.
Oh, God, yeah, that sucked. I watched that.
Yeah, that was bad.
Fucking horrible. But you spend every Thursday... watching this guy be a doctor.
Right.
I might take a pill from him, too. I mean, if you, Lori, said to you, if you, Lori, said to you, take two of these, call me in the morning, you might fucking do it.
Because he was Dr. Huxtable.
Let me ask you something.
But Hugh Laurie, they showed him solving, like, incredibly complex situations. All you ever saw of Dr. Huxtable was him wandering upstairs from the practice downstairs. What kind of a doctor was he, by the way? I forgot.
He was an OBGYN. He delivered babies, I swear to Christ.
Did he really?
Look it up. He delivered babies.
That's right.
He was an OBGYN.
Now I remember.
And there's this one episode where it was a first... In his basement, nonetheless.
I mean, he was doing character research.
He didn't deliver babies down there. That's where his practice was located.
So he was not raping these women.
No.
He was doing method acting.
We don't know what happened in between takes. Right. I mean, 13 people have come forward. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities that... Listen, how did Elvin get on that show?
That was the one who was marriage to the oldest sister.
Sister who... How do you know he didn't take one for the team?
She really had never had much going on, did she? Until Elvin.
Who knows?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, character, you know, storyline-wise.
God, who produced that show? Because if it was me, I would be like, hey, guys, we want to save some money.
Probably him.
Can we combine a few of these characters?
He had enough power at that point, didn't he?
Yeah.
He was kind of in charge. Or was it a case like
I would
some of these shows where they start off, they're not paid that much, you know. I mean, it's like their first sitcom second sitcom.
Malcolm Jamal Warner took a bath on The Cosby Show,
but then it turns crazy.
Oh yeah,
and they suddenly get more and more power with the show, yeah. And then the show gets shittier and shittier because instead of being, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Instead of being part of the team, like, Roseanne got really preachy.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, later on.
The Cosby Show probably got really rapey.
Yeah. Apparently.
They had some horrible storylines. I mean, I remember I was in high school, junior high when it was out, and I remember the shittiest storylines ever. And, like, one of these, he always had an interesting sweater, which is like, fuck off. Who cares about that? But the storylines just got shitty. Like, Lisa Bonet married and had a stupid kid, and they were in the military. I mean, just tedious.
Were they in the military?
You know,
I think this shark jumped at that point.
Oh, yeah.
I bailed. Because I watched Cosby.
Do you remember the Stevie Wonder episode? That was the worst. They ended up in Stevie Wonder's apartment.
Come on.
At his studio, and they all, like, fucking recorded a song together.
They didn't have Stevie play a character, like,
no.
the cool blind cousin, maybe the stoner cousin. Everybody's got a cool blind cousin.
Listen, Steve, it's been a while since you worked. There is a part that just came up on the Cosby Show.
Right.
Cool blind cousin.
Do you want to read for it?
You're a shoo-in. Well, you can't read, but we'll tell you what to say.
You want to feel for it?
How does that work?
How do they read?
I know, but if he's on set, I mean, he had lines in the show. Do you think they improv'd it?
Well, they tell him his lines, and he...
God, how tedious.
His ears were working. He's not...
Well, I understand that.
He wasn't Helen Keller. They didn't have to tap shit out on his hand for him.
But did he get a Braille script?
I'm sure.
Really?
God, what intern's got to do that shit? Because that's not a regular thing in a production.
Easy. They give you the Braille alphabet, and then they give you, like, a little needle.
You got to sit there and bump
make the bumps.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably not out of the realm of possibilities. The way things work in Hollywood.
Imagine when Stevie Wonder played Hamlet. Whew.
But
a lot of bumping.
You could probably use an ear prompter for that.
Oh,
shit.
Yes.
So Janice Dickinson climbing on top of the large mound of women who claims that Cosby climbed on top of them after he drugged them. She said that after she took that pill for her cramps.
Yes.
It was the last thing she remembers of the evening. Quote, the next morning I woke up and I wasn't wearing my pajamas. And I remember before I passed out that I had been sexually assaulted by this man.
Holy shit.
She says.
What a monster.
I remember, kids, put your hands over your ears.
Yeah.
I remember waking up with my pajamas off and there was semen in between my legs.
Ooh.
Dickinson says that her last memory before she passed out was Cosby taking off his robe.
Oh, shit.
And climbing on top of her. And she said she remembers the next morning a lot of pain. She said it happened in Lake Tahoe in 82.
Okay.
Cosby's attorney, Marty Singer, says it's a complete lie. Complete lie.
Well, that's all. Is he denying everything? Is he just denying everything? Because he doesn't have a choice, really.
Well, yeah. Oh, of course. He's not even talking. Did you... I was going to download the audio of it. It's kind of creepy. He did an interview for NPR. And... Cosby, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And the guys, they talked about the shows and everything. You know, because he's going out. He's got this new show coming up, kind of. And so now he's out talking.
Right. He's promoting.
And the NPR guy said, well... Okay, this is like the end of the interview. And the Imperial guy says, "I've got it. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's been going on in the news. I've got to ask you, would you like to address what's going on with the allegations?" And there's like this horrible silence, and he says, "Okay, you're shaking your head. You're shaking. It's radio. It's fucking radio." He's like, "You're shaking your head.
Right.
You're shaking your head. You don't want to talk about it. You don't want a chance. You know, I just thought you might want a chance to, you know, maybe address what's been going on." and that's what he gets. And he asks like three times, and he says, "Well, all you're doing is shaking your head." He won't even say, "I won't address that. I won't talk about that." He sat in an interview,
yeah,
and shook his head no. Who the fuck does he think he is? I mean,
he could
granted,
go-
he's an amazingly accomplished comic.
Yes.
Great show. He's a legend, I guess you would say,
yes.
in comedy. But there's something kind of weirdly imperious and fuckwaddish about sitting there and thinking you're above even saying, look, I'm not going to talk about it. It's all crap. Well, that's all he's got to say. It's all crap. That's all I'm going to say.
He's an arrogant asshole.
Right. But to sit there and shake his head no and not even – it's just it doesn't help his cause is what I'm saying.
You ever wonder why he doesn't just quit with his TV? He should change his name and just go back into stand-up and get some plastic surgery so he looks different.
Right.
He just needs to start over again. I don't even, you know what? He
wouldn't suggesting like Obama, he needs to change his appearance completely.
Actually,
to
he doesn't
to
need
be
to change. He doesn't need to change shit. I mean, if he started telling his agent, he's like, "You know what? I'll do whatever club will offer me money to headline, because if you put Bill Cosby on like the marquee for the Reno Chuckle Hut."
Right.
He'll that people will come.
Fuck yeah, people will come. He'll fill that place.
I mean, I'm just saying the allegations are horrible, and you know he's probably a big fucking rapist. But I don't think that would keep him from having a comedy career because the bar is pretty low. You know, for that.
Right. It's like it's like the NFL.
Oh, he should play football. It's perfect, right?
you can beat and rape, and you can whip kids' balls, and they'll still let you play. Although Adrian Peterson, they did.
Oh, how unfair.
Did you see somebody on our Facebook, by the way, facebook.com/crabdiving? We put the Adrian Peterson story up there.
Yes.
And I said he should be rotting in jail, not only suspended from the NFL to sit in his big giant mansion and go wherever the hell he wants. He should be in fucking jail. And one guy responded, "Wow, in jail? Really?"
Yeah. Do you see what he did to that kid?
The kid had welts on his nutsack.
You know what? To me, it's like, suspended from the NFL. Okay. Yeah, maybe. Who cares? To me, it's a legal thing. And he should be arrested.
Suspended from society.
Right.
Yeah. He was arrested. I guess he's out on whatever, bail or bond. And he's going to have his day in court. So he may end up in jail. But, you know, he's not going to go. They're not going to put him in jail.
Fuck no, man. He's going to do public service and have to give speeches to people about how he's found some sky god and turned his life around.
But one of the reasons they're saying that what's his name Roger Goodell
Roger
finally gave this suspension was that Peterson ain't showing a lot of remorse.
He thinks it's his right to torture his child.
Well, he thinks spare the rod, spoil the child bullshit.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, and then that's what brings out the assholes who were like, whoa, like Sean Hannity, that snatch, that twad.
He's an asshole.
Hannity was like, you know, my father took the belt to me and I turned out fine.
Well, you're great. I mean, yeah, he's successful. He's got a job. He makes a lot of money. He's also a flaming jerk off.
Right. Janice Dickinson says that she included the details of the assault in her 2002 autobiography, but that Cosby and his evil minions, the lawyers, pressured her and the publisher. I guess they said, we're going to sue the fuck out of you if you print that. And they relented and they took out the details of it.
Wow.
Who is singer Cosby's? Oh, the singer. He also says that the lawyer for Cosby says that you can confirm with a publisher over there that that was never in there. So he's saying that she's crazy, and that there's proof that she's lying.
God.
So it's crazy. So she's either trying to jump on the bandwagon and get some publicity, And she's batshit out of her mind.
That just doesn't seem like Janice Dickinson, though. I mean, yeah, okay, she's nuts on her show and everything, but, I mean, she seems like a genuine person to me, and not someone who would make up shit, right?
Cosby answered the door in nothing but a white towel.
Oh, God.
She says. This is from, I guess she's put out the autobiography now, and she put the Cosby section back in.
Who the fuck is this Bill Cosby in his towel? What is he, Al Gore? Getting a massage?
That's
Hey, hey, hey!
He was fresh from the shower, too. His black skin was glistening.
Oh, my God.
He hugged me a little too enthusiastically. Told me how much he'd missed me.
Yeah.
How nice it was to see me. I believed him. Liquor does that to a girl.
Oh, yeah. When this song was playing, did he do that little stupid dance he did at the beginning of every Cosby show?
Probably shouldn't be playing that.
During the titles.
Probably not very appropriate to continue that.
He's a jerk, man.
He told her she's beautiful. He kissed her full on the lips. Then he went off to dress and went downstairs to dinner. She says where he spent the next 2 hours talking about himself.
Oh, and he's a dullard, too. He's a big bore.
It was an evening with Bill Cosby, a tribute to Bill Cosby, she says. And suddenly I remembered something Andy Warhol once told me. Listen to her.
Oh, yeah.
Dropping names. She said it was Andy Warhol's definition of an actor. Oh, this is true. Andy Warhol said, an actor is a person whose eyes glaze over when the conversation is no longer about them.
Oh, so true. So true. Oh, I can't keep my eyes open. You're not talking about me!
It's getting late. After dinner, she says, he asked her back to the room. She went. She said she was exhausted. She said that he couldn't comprehend exhausted. It was clear he was trying hard to keep his temper in check, she says.
Oh, my gosh.
After all I've done for you, that's what I get.
I let you see me in a towel.
Who answers the door
in a fucking towel?
This is what she's alleging. He waved both hands in front of her face, silencing her. Quote, then he gave me the dirtiest, meanest look in the world, stepped into his suite, and slammed the door in my face.
All right. It's just leave at that point. You just be like, who gives a fuck? This guy's a big asshole.
Then, I don't know how this...
What a crazy...
If she saw him now, she wouldn't mince words. She would say, how dare you? Go fuck yourself. How dare you take advantage of me? I hope you rot.
She's awesome.
There you go.
How dare you?
She says he's a very, very sick man who needs help.
I mean, help. How old is he?
Oh, this woman. No, this is a different woman.
Okay.
A third woman, Joan Tarsius, has come forward and said she was drugged and raped twice by Cosby back in 1969.
Oh, shit,
man.
She's
the one who says that Cosby's a very, very sick man who needs
help. What was the cop show he was on? He was on a cop show.
It was a spy.
Back
I Spy.
Then. Oh, yeah, I Spy.
He was the first African-American to have a lead in a primetime series,
wow.
Wasn't he? I mean, didn't he break the color barrier as far
yes.
as having a leading role in a network series?
Right. Uhura was just in the ensemble
she
of Star Trek.
She just got kissed.
Yeah. By another creep.
By
I mean, listen, he's not like William Shatner's not a creep really, like Cosby. He's just an egomaniac. He kind of seems nuts, right?
Yeah. I don't think. I'm sure Shatner hasn't done any raping.
No, but
just of text.
I mean, he has probably talked people. I mean, he talked you to death. I mean, my God, if you're on the wrong end of a Shatner conversation, I imagine it's damn near abuse.
So that's over on the Daily Mail. That's and the headline on the Huffington Post.
If eat.
Also on the Daily Mail, over on the other side, supermodel Janice Dickinson steps out after claiming Bill Cosby lured her to his home and with a TV offer drugged and raped her. It's just her wearing some ridiculous leopard skin outfit. That's kind of what the Daily Mail does.
Yeah.
And then farther down, Miley Cyrus prances around in lacy lingerie and gets friendly with a giant teddy bear.
Awesome.
For a racy Italian commercial.
Man, listen, when Miley Cyrus shows up in Europe to do commercials, those directors must be like, oh, shit, She'll do anything.
She'll do absolutely anything.
Give her this teddy bear. You got to see this thing she's doing with this teddy bear. What are you selling? I don't know. I don't know what the product is. I don't care.
Before we head off for our mid-show break here, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, if you're going to buy anything, the holiday seasons are coming. You got to buy, consume, buy.
Drink.
Give shit to people that you care moderately about. Then go to Amazon.com through our portal, which is actually crabdiving.com/Amazon, and that will take you to Amazon. Anything you buy there will then we'll get a little taste, a little nibble, a little cut, finder's fee.
A little kickback.
Off the top. It doesn't affect your price. It doesn't raise your price at all.
Hey, hey, hey.
It takes a little couple shekels from Jeff Bezos and the Amazon empire.
Right.
And we thank them for it. So go to crabdiving.com/Amazon and buy your shit. We'll get a little taste, and that'll help us keep going here on the network 24/7, streaming at you live. Some shows are live. Some shows are live premieres, etc.
Live on tape.
It's like a regular network.
We hell got
some
yeah,
shows
man.
That are live. We got some shows that are live to tape.
We're execs.
We are execs here on Crab Diving.
In Crocs.
Before we go, the headline over on the Drudge Report, everyone.
Oh, my God.
The headline over on the Drudge Report
is be nice to Bill Cosby.
Well, you know.
Something like that.
It says jackpot.
Uh-oh.
You know what they're afraid of. Right now, they're all clutching their purses, their pearl necklaces.
Is this Ferguson?
And they're already that one too. Both all they've got all the fear mongers have got raging boners for what's going on right now because there's black people amassing in Ferguson.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
And speaking of the black people, there's one in the White House. Who has said now that...
Quit saying he's black.
That tomorrow night, Thursday night, he will be making a statement on immigration. He will be announcing, everyone is pretty sure, the executive actions, the sword of black tyranny he's going to wield.
Yummy!
To maybe make it easier for some brown people to become citizens of this country that they like and want to work in.
I love that.
Pay taxes in.
Yeah.
And raise their children in.
Good for him. Good for us. Good for the country.
Do they think that the MS-13ers are going to be the ones going to the immigration office and filling out the forms and taking the tests? How fucking cunting stupid are these people? The people that this is going to be affecting are the people who their parents are being deported. They've been here 25 years.
Yeah,
and
stupid.
The kids are citizens, and they're going to get rid of the parents. And
it's horrendous.
If you go back... I'm seeing all over the internets, all over the lib sphere.
Yes.
That presidents past, GOP presidents past, like the last four or five, each and every single one of them signed executive action to help immigration.
No.
And in fact, the Lord and Savior Ronald Reagan, even when Congress wouldn't pass something that he wanted, signed a fucking executive action.
Herman Cain said on my Facebook feed that what you just said was fucking bullshit.
Fuck Herman Cain.
Go no, he lied. He says you're lying. It's a liberal lie.
Herman Cain TV. Go there. Oh, a quick sideline.
Yes.
Sarah Palin TV.
Oh, yeah.
Doing shitty from what I read an article that said that
what?
No subscribers. And
I don't
Twitter,
believe
she
that.
Has like 10 followers.
I heard that she's going to allow Bill Cosby to run his special on it.
She is going to invite her over to... test for a role.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, Drudge Report, the headline is Jackpot Amnesty Celebration Set for Vegas.
Yay! Why Vegas?
Because that's where President Obama will be speaking tomorrow night.
Oh, God.
He will make a statement at a rally at a Las Vegas high school with Senator Harry Reid, other spawn of Satan, according to the right.
Do you think Obama, after his statement, he's going to make time to see the Britney Spears show?
He'll probably pop over, yeah.
I want to see that, dude. That's where I wish I had shitloads of money. I can say, yeah, I'll throw $80 to go see
Britney Spears.
This crappy
I would
fucking
absolutely
show.
Go see Britney Spears. Not Celine Dion.
No, I don't want to see that.
Britney Spears, absolutely. Yeah, I'd go see Britney Spears. So the president, they say that Americans are still unsure about, you know, with polls and everything, about how they feel about his him acting broadly on immigration reform, because the dummies are misinformed about what he's going to do and what he can do. They think that in one fell swoop, he's just going to instantly produce full citizenship for gazillions of people,
right,
who are then going to storm their beautiful office buildings and drag them out of their jobs.
It's stupid.
And take their jobs, and then they're going to fuck their daughters. And
I think he said that he was going to load these Mexican children into T-shirt cannons and fire them across the border.
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
You know, by the way, the Lincoln Park rapist was Bill Cosby. He's singing about Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable.
That's right.
What'd you call him? Huxtable? What was your... It's funny.
Huxtable-y.
He's a Huxtable-y.
Of course, they're terrified over there.
Ah!
On the drudge that President Obama is going to be, you know, turning the country brown.
Relax.
In one full swoop. And then slightly down from that
is
a picture... Ferguson on alert.
Oh, shit.
Decision Friday? ? Police set rules of engagement is one of the other headlines. So that is what is going on.
Do you feel like the police maybe shouldn't be setting the rules of engagement? That's kind of why we are where we are right now. I mean, the rules for your engagement, you can shoot me.
Right.
I understand the rules of engagement, dickhead. I get shot.
Stop resisting. Wham. Stop resisting. Wham.
Yeah.
No, seriously, stop resisting. We got to take a break here, ladies and gentlemen. You can refill what you need to refill.
Yay.
And reload what you need to reload. Unload.
Yes.
What you need to unload. And come back for more. Don't forget, if you like beer.
Oh.
And you want to,
I love beer.
If you're into maybe looking into brewing your own, making a little craft out of it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Brew with the family. Teach the kids how to start that alcoholism early. Like my family.
Oh, yeah.
Then.
Did you have your own homebrew kit when you were like 8?
Fuck no.
Yeah, no?
Yeah.
You had a still?
It's grab me a beer in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That was the refrigerator with, I forget what my dad's beer of choice was. I don't remember. But
Hams.
I mean, I was like 3 or 4 when I started
drinking
that motherfucker and taking a sip.
Oh, really?
On the way to, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I just take a little sip.
One for you, one for me.
Oh, yeah. And my dad would laugh and thank me. Thank me for handing it to him. Ha, ha, ha. How cute. But we've got a couple of songs here. We've got Bee Sweet Garden.
By Captress. You can find them on SoundCloud.
Found them on SoundCloud. And the second one, I'm finding it, War.
By Abnormal Cattle.
A War remix by Abnormal Cattle. Take a little break, everybody. Put your feet up. We got more coming back. We're going to talk a little bit. We're going to keep going on this Cosby thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just about the Don Lemon part.
Oh, God damn it.
On CNN.
He's the worst. And, now he should be on Fox.
He's
an asshole.
Shitty things. I think he's dumb. He's just one of these dumb anchors that when they're off of the goddamn teleprompter, you can't let him go off the prompter.
He's the guy that said, didn't he say that we don't know what happened to the Malaysian airliner? It could have been sucked up into an alternate universe.
Black hole.
A wormhole.
Black hole.
God, he's dumb. He's a dumb dummy. We have more credibility than Don fucking Lemon.
Flip our tongues on you a little bit.
Oh, God.
Coming back, we've got an action-packed second half, which is now less than half.
Oh, shit.
We have I've got some Pat Robertson again. And I think I've got some Glenn Beck.
Is Pat weighing in on the whole Bill Cosby sitch?
No.
Ah, oh, bummer.
But he's weighing in on the whole immigration sitch.
Oh, good, good. Well, they're godless. They're godless Mexicans.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, I do.
A little Gordon Klinging shit. A brief from the newly elected representative to the Colorado legislature.
It's a whole asshole review over there.
Of some knuckle-dragging area where he won 70% of the vote or something like that.
Good God in heaven. I mean, that's scary.
It's the guy who performed an exorcism on YouTube for President Obama.
Not everyone should vote, really. Stay home. Stay home, stupid people. Please don't go vote. Stay home.
And then we've got some Keystone XL news that's good fucking news.
Yay.
And we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Everybody, don't go away. First up, Be Sweet Garden. Captress. we are back, ladies and gentlemen. That was a little bit of Abnormal Cattle with Poison Apples because I couldn't get the War remix to load. You know, technical difficulties here a little bit.
That's all right.
On Crab Diving. Thanks for listening to us.
That even happens on big old radio stations.
It does happen on big fucking real radio stations.
WKRP, they had all kinds of problems.
WKRP.
Well, Johnny Fever was stoned a lot.
Yes.
You know, it was suggested, though, right? Was that the suggestion of his character?
I think they...
Howard Hessman?
That time of the you know, in the 80s, they weren't real open about the weed. They were kind of making fun of... Maybe, because Venus was... Didn't Venus, like, blow out smoke, too? I think maybe they were more...
Right.
I'm trying to remember.
Venus flytrap.
Speaking of smoke.
Right.
Thanks for listening to us, ladies and gentlemen. It's 3:15 on the Western Coast. If you're listening to us live, otherwise, if it ain't that time, thanks for listening to our rerun. We rerun the show here a couple of times throughout the day after we're done. tonight, there's a brand new Upper Decker. Our sports show, the very funny Mr. Tommy Gimler. I don't have the other two guys' names in front of me.
Oh, fuck.
How horrible.
Shit, I don't either. I should have it. They're great, though.
Yeah, Tommy Gimler and the awesome crew there will be giving you some tips on your betting upcoming football week.
We previewed their show that's premiering tonight, and I got to tell you, it's funny as shit. It's even funnier than last week.
It's very funny.
It's a great show.
Listen to that. And then when it's done, we rerun the hell out of those two.
Right.
And then we put them out as a podcast at crabdiving.com. It's also on iTunes and soon to be on Stitcher.
Right.
As soon as Stitcher gets off of their asses.
They're covering that whole Jose Canseco finger thing.
There's a section about Jose Canseco.
Oh, my God.
Which that we talked about yesterday.
That guy is such a fuck up. I mean, really, dude. Could you live with you nearly lost a finger, but it wasn't your fault.
It was kind of my fault.
But, I mean, he was fucking around with his gun and shot it off.
Right.
He didn't need to happen. You were saving the life of a fucking dog, right?
From another dog.
Yeah, so.
I got my hand in the wrong place in the dog.
Right, right. I mean, by the way, is...
Mostly bit my finger off.
That's noble. A lot of people would say maybe you should have gone about it differently, whatever. You were trying...
I should have gone about it differently,
Okay, but you were trying to save the life of a dog. This dipshit was fucking around with a stupid gun.
Right.
And he's a big, dumb lummox.
Yes, yes, yes. Right. The potential there, I guess.
And now he didn't have a fucking finger.
Yeah. Well, he's going to make some money off of it on eBay.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are going to want to buy that.
So we talked about the headlines already. Here we've got some favorites we like to get to.
Yeah.
Here on the show, I've got Brian Fisher too. I forgot to tease that. We got some Brian Fisher. There's some Glenn Beck.
Yay!
I've got Pat Robertson.
Perfect.
And I've got Gordon Klinging Shit.
Kill me.
But first, let's talk about Don Lemon.
Hello, Don.
Don Lemon, CNN, was interviewing one of the women who is alleging that Cosby roofied and poofied her.
Yes.
And Don Lemon said something like, to the effect of, well, why didn't she just bite his dick off? It was kind of why didn't you? Let's see.
He said there's ways to get around oral sex.
There are ways not to perform oral sex if you didn't want to do it.
How incredibly insensitive. First off, this woman who's a victim is coming on and telling her story, which I imagine isn't that, you know, it's not enjoyable for her. She's got to relive this horror scene.
Right, and he's a person of power. If she bites his dick, then what happens? That could be the end of her life.
Can you imagine you get sexually assaulted and somebody like Don Lemon, a dullard, who reads a teleprompter,
right.
He's a talking fucking head, says, hey, I would have done it a little differently and maybe would have avoided the whole thing. I would have done it better than you. I would have handled the situation better.
So Twitter knows how to handle it.
Oh, I bet.
and trending most of the morning. I haven't checked recently, but trending on the Twitter, follow us at Crab Diving. Tweet us during the show if you like. Was the hashtag Don Lemon reporting.
I just hashtagged that for our promo.
And people were saying things like, when Germany invaded Poland, what was Poland wearing? Was it drunk? Was it begging for it?
Yeah.
Hashtag Don Lemon reporting.
Poland was asking for it.
Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper should have taken the bus. Then the music wouldn't die. Don Lemon reporting.
JFK should have, not driven down the street in a convertible. Maybe he wouldn't be dead.
Don Lemon reporting.
What an asshole.
One guy said, couldn't you just use a fire extinguisher to put the burning cross out on your lawn? Hashtag Don Lemon reporting.
Yeah. These reporters are fucking bozos.
Yeah, a lot of them aren't really the brightest.
CNN, Wolf Blitzer, he's a tremendous asshole.
You thank God, don't you? Don't you? Wolf Blitzer. So, yeah. I've got a veritable, it's like a
cornucopia?
Yeah.
Potpourri?
Right.
Spread?
Got a bunch of these guys here.
A menu?
Let's talk about Brian Fisher first. Okay. Brian Fisher has an idea. Brian Fisher of the American
way for liberty and humanity,
Family Association, maybe?
But I'm really a big fucking bigot.
I know, I could look it up. Brian Fisher has an idea now with the primary coming up.
Yes.
For President of the United States of America. Brian Fisher, just listen to the mellifluous tones of Brian Fisher.
He sounds like a walrus.
I'm Brian Fisher.
Right. Don't you imagine a walrus would sound like Brian Fisher?
An evil fuckwad, Christo-fascist, homo-hater of a... Here he is.
I'm hoping that pro-family leaders, evangelical leaders, the leaders of the evangelical and pro-family movement, my hope would be that they would come together, have a summit meeting, that they would bring all of these various candidates that share our values, get them in a room, and grill them. Have the leaders of the pro-family movement grill these guys one after another.
So he wants some sort of anointing like the Pope. He wants to get all of the lunatic family values leaders together and lock all the candidates in the room and take the rubber hoses to them. And see who loves Jesus the most.
Is he under the delusion that most people feel like he does? That he represents America?
Oh, yeah.
The everyman?
Absolutely. They all do.
That's still not true.
That's why Obama hates America.
These groups, they get together, they generate shitloads of fake email addresses, and then they send out these dumbass blasts.
And their numbers are dwindling and withering of age.
Yeah.
And dying off.
No one feels... There are very few people that agree with Brian Fisher.
I
think.
I hope so.
I don't know. I pray to a sky god if one's up there, please. Make him go away. Make these people go away.
And probe them. And challenge them. And test them.
He wants to
and
probe.
Probe them?
He wants to probe the candidates.
Probe. Challenge.
Vaginally
test.
Vaginally probe them.
Another. And probe them. And challenge them and test them and ask them really hard questions about what they would do as President of the United States with this issue or that issue came up. What would you do? Where would you stand? And
isn't that what they do?
That's the whole process.
Right. But he wants the people that choose the ultimate candidate for the GOP to be the preachers.
He wants someone to say, listen, we're gonna make abortion illegal. We're gonna close the
Absolutely.
Borders.
Yep.
We're gonna protect the sanctity of a shitty straight marriage.
Preach it, brother.
no stem cells will ever be harmed.
I would do away with the education, commerce. And let's see. Oh, I can't. The third, sorry. Oops.
God. Now, after hearing that, we should get rid of education. It's not working. It's not working. The education system, let's get rid of it. Have people stay at home and read the encyclopedias like you did. Look how smart you are.
Oh, yeah. Look how far I've gotten.
Get some promises from these guys. And again, these are people of character and integrity. And I
listen to that music firing up.
Hey, man.
He's got the We Love America and We're Shoving Jesus in Your Asshole music.
Do you think he composed that on his Casio?
I think he's got GarageBand going. Yeah.
Oh, really? You think he made that on his own?
I whipped up some great beats this weekend for the Lord.
I've never done GarageBand. Could I make a song on it? I can't play an instrument, really.
It's very easy, yeah.
Really?
What would you do? Where would you stand? And get some promises from these guys. And again, these are people of character and integrity, and I still think they need to be probed and pressed. And then have these pro-family leaders come out of that summit meeting, put their heads together, release all these guys, let them go back to their states and wherever they go, and then put their heads together. And it's kind of like picking a pope. You know, it's kind of that kind of idea. And you stay with it until you got the white smoke coming out the chimney, until you pick one candidate that you as a group of leaders would recommend that the entire evangelical community gather behind.
So Brian Fisher believes that obviously the last election means that the Christians should be able to choose who the candidate is.
He's so delusional. He's out of his mind. The whole evangelical community, nobody cares about them.
Right.
There's not a community.
Well, I mean, they care about them.
Evangelical community.
Million moms, how dare you?
Oh, a million.
All seven of them. They care.
Million is hyperbole.
Yeah. That all amazingly write the same letter over and over and over.
Yeah,
over
the guy's the guy's out of his mind.
He's out of his fucking mind. I've got a little bit. Speaking of out of his fucking mind, Gordon Klinging Shit. We've talked about extensively. We've played clips. He's Dr. Chaps, he calls himself.
Which is creepy. Which is creepy.
Dr. Assless Chaps.
Oh, yes.
And he is a former chaplain, Navy, Air Force.
In the Navy.
In the Armed Forces.
Bom, 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 bom. In the Navy.
And he was kind of shown the dough.
Right.
Because he wouldn't stop ramming Jesus into people's starfish.
Goodbye, shithead.
There are times, even though he's a big, giant Christian, there are times when you're a chaplain that you need to, you know, water your shit down a bit so that everybody else can, you can spread it around a little.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be a sweet job to be a chaplain in the armed services.
They're trying to get an atheist chaplain.
How would that work? Kinds of,
I want all that job. Kinds of hellfire being raised about that one.
I want to be an atheist chaplain. What do you do? What do you do?
Well, I think they might have finally gotten their first humanist chaplain,
ooh,
which is kind of the
very
same
cool
thing almost. But
you hug people a lot, hand out crystals. Yeah. Here's have some yogurt. I'm a humanist.
But Gordon Klinging Shit was elected to the state legislature, and that's when suddenly the media took notice, and a lot of the national papers and things were like, wait a second, this is the guy that Colorado just elected. And they showed clips of him doing that exorcism of Obama that he did, because, you know, Obama is Satan. And, you know, he's really big on the gays.
Yes.
That they're going to come around in black vans or rainbow vans, drag your kids off the street and start fucking them in the butt.
Yep.
And he's out of his mind. He really is just a terrifying Christo fascist.
No, no, he's a government official elected by the people for the people.
So, but Gordon doesn't understand. He doesn't get all the hoopla.
Does Gordon have to do things as a politician in office that are like practical, that affect how his district functions and operates?
Well, I would think.
I mean, does he have to do things like that relate to the infrastructure and bridges and shit like that?
I would think.
How does he have time to walk around being a right-wing nut job, just yelling stupid shit?
Oh, he'll manage.
He doesn't have time to do an exorcism.
No, he'll manage.
Of
he'll do it in the Houses of Congress.
I think he's
he'll get
be,
up and yell about gay people in the chambers of Congress.
I think he's going to miss his old life with his YouTube channel and his shit, and he's going to hate being in office. I think he's going to miss it.
I don't think so at all. I think he loves it. Here he is, but he doesn't understand why people are all up in arms about him getting elected.
Why would people hate a chaplain? You know.
He's a tremendous bigoted homophobe.
But why would people hate a chaplain, Ryan?
Is it Jerry Seinfeld?
All I'm doing is trying to make everybody worship my God. I mean, I'm just trying to help everyone.
Wow. What's up with Colorado? I mean, they must be standing in front of the microwave with a door open.
I know.
Just letting it run.
It's that weed already.
Oh, yeah.
But these aren't the people voting for weed, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would people hate a chaplain? You know, I'm just a guy who believes the Bible. I love Jesus. I love people. I'm a man of faith and compassion. My charity built an orphanage for 94 children last year.
This drives me crazy because it's right. Look how good I am. Look at all these people I'm helping. I'm helping. Meanwhile,
what have you done?
I'm donating $100,000 to make sure that gay people can't get married. Those faggots.
Yeah, yeah. I'm now in the government fighting. Wait, whose rights is he fighting for? He's actually fighting for the reduction of rights.
Exactly.
It's not how it works.
And the expansion of white Christian rights.
Isn't that what people say about the Constitution and say an amendment to protect gay marriage? That's typically not what the document's supposed to do. It's not supposed to restrict rights.
Right.
It's supposed to protect people?
Yes.
So what
fundamental rights?
Yeah.
But you can't tell them that. Their fundamental right of not being offended by the existence of two women getting married trumps those women's right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, according to them.
Do you think Obama knows this Gordon guy? Have they met? Because then he's in government now. Do they see each other in the hallways or anything like that? He's in Colorado,
I would ask the fucking Secret Service to take that motherfucker down if he gets anywhere near the president.
You think Gordon's like, hey, I have already, because these guys, this Gordon Klingenschmidt guy is probably self-important, you know, delusions of grandeur. I'm going to go into Washington. I'm getting a meeting with the president.
Well,
and we're going to hash some shit.
But he's Colorado, local. Right. I mean, he's state legislature. So there's no reason that Obama would
ever talk
to this
him.
Guy on the radar. No, he's a, right. He's a flea on Obama's brown butt.
Oh, yes. Please, again, it's quit reminding people that he's
they
not,
know
that
they
he's
know.
Not white.
They know.
We care about people of all diverse backgrounds, political beliefs, religious beliefs.
That's a lie.
Don't. You do not.
You were run out of the fucking military, you asshole.
I didn't know.
Because you wouldn't be tolerant of other religions.
Who knew he was hilarious? I didn't know that.
Beliefs. When I was a chaplain in the Navy, I defended freedom for my atheist sailors, my Jewish sailors, my Muslim sailors. But when it was my turn, they told me, don't pray in Jesus' name.
They didn't tell him. They told him at when you're going to these events that are supposed to be
right.
Ixnay on the Isis J.
Yeah,
just tone it back. Tone it back.
Pump the brakes.
But he refused. He utterly refused. I don't care. I'm saying Jesus because I'm right. You're wrong.
So there is a backlash against the name of Jesus. People do not want.
There's a backlash against fuckwads like you wielding the name of Jesus.
Are we getting into like the war on Christmas now? Is that where he's going?
Yeah, man. Are you kidding me? Bill O'Reilly declared the first salvo had been launched,
right? Oh, that's right.
That, I don't even remember what it was. What was the, oh, it was that, allegedly that school taking the religious out of the holidays.
Oh, the cards.
Because Muslims wanted a day off too.
Yeah, it was the Christmas cards, right? Some teacher wanted to.
Didn't no, that was last year.
That oh, was it? Yeah, okay. That was a different stupid thing.
That was
totally different.
World War VII. Christmas War VII.
Mm.
Want God to rule their hearts, and a lot of people are offended when a chaplain or a man of faith gets elected to political office. But thank God the voters in my district were very conservative and very open to religious freedom.
Open to religious freedoms. How creepy is that?
He lives in a bizarro world.
For him, religious freedoms is bend over, here's my Bible.
Right.
That's religious freedoms to him.
I bet he wants to put people in the stocks. You know, those things where you put your head through the wood and then your little armholes and you have to sit there.
Just the gay ones.
In the town square while people throw pies at your face.
Right. So that's Gordon clingy shit. He doesn't understand the backlash. Why don't people like a chaplain?
Why is everybody always picking
blah,
on
blah,
me?
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. More
where's that
Christian
chick?
Persecution.
Where's that chick when you need her?
Right. So I guess what time is it? Yeah, we got plenty of time here on the show. We're going to be here till 4 p.m. streaming live. And then rerunning for the rest of the day. And then there's a Cantilinguist rerun right after us, live, if it's 4 p.m. Pacific. And then tonight, brand new steaming Daily Upper Decker show.
And then right before the Daily Upper Decker, there's a rerun of the Hollywood Hick.
A rerun of the Hollywood Hick from last night, which is relatively new. An extended Honey Boo Boo moment.
Oh, my God. He's fired
Brett
up.
Brett goes in depth. An in-depth analysis of the Honey Boo Boo, Sugar Bear, Panda Bear, Pooh Bear, Potty
we
Bear.
We broke the fuck up.
Yeah, there's some. There's
that
some,
is my favorite thing he
some
does.
Broke the fuck up.
We
going
are
on.
Broke.
Okay, it's time.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind? Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Glenn Beck of The Blaze, formerly of Fox News.
Right. A showman.
Former morning zoo guy.
A thespian.
Who now is a champion of, I don't, what is he a champion
He's
of?
A ridic raconteur.
Glenn Beck,
he's a champion of being a big fat ham face,
is worried about what's going on.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, with what's going on in the Ferguson.
Right.
With those brown people.
Well, he's concerned for their safety, that the police are going to be abusive.
Not so much.
Okay.
And what is going on with the Muslim in the White House.
He's Lutheran.
Who is talking about wielding the giant black pen of order to let all those brown people in.
His pen's not black. Blue pen.
What do you think they're going to use?
I don't know. Red?
A
red
quill?
Ink.
A feather?
Is there a law? I mean, is there a law on the books to say when you sign something in executive order, can it be in blue or black ink?
I'll bet somewhere there's something that says it must be in blue or black.
I'm surprised they don't whip out a quill and a little ink bottle.
Right. So here is Glenn. Glenn's worried.
Ask yourself this. Do you think it's in the best interest of race relations, or better yet, because this is what the Constitution calls for?
Now, if you're going to want to go to an expert on race relations,
ask yourself this.
I would ask the whitest person on the planet, who's a Mormon from Utah.
Right.
Is he from Utah?
Yeah.
Who,
I don't know,
is now living in fucking Texas. You're who I'm going to ask for about race
relations. He's in a studio that he built in the middle of fucking nowhere in Texas.
Right.
I am certain he has his own private army.
I'll bet he has black friends.
I bet that he probably pulls a Pullman and he has a little fiefdom surrounding the compound and he's created his own currency. What do you think about that?
Maybe.
For his workers.
Maybe he's trading Bitcoin. I'm going to pay you in Bitcoin.
Oh, yes.
Did you hear about the Domino's guy? You're speaking of little fiefdoms as we do a little side. We'll do a little break off here from the Glenn Beck moment. The guy that runs Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
You know, he's big, scary, crazy Christian.
Is he a dickhead?
And he has been uber Catholic, like really scary Catholic. So at least I don't know. He's maybe he believes in global warming.
Well, that sounds like fun.
But there's a small town in Florida that has, they're saying, Americans United for the Separation of Church and State are saying that this town in Florida called Ave Maria, Ave Maria, Florida, has instituted, quote, an undemocratic form of government dominated by one man's interpretation of religious doctrine.
Hell yeah.
That man is the founder of Domino's Pizza and former owner of the Tigers.
Okay.
The Detroit one.
All right.
Tom Monahan.
It's a great team. I love the Tigers.
And when he sold Domino's to in 1998 to Bain Capital,
God, that,
being
that,
run at the time by Mitt Romney.
Shit, that sounds so evil.
He Bain. Used $300 million of it to open up two schools in the town. One, Ave Maria University, and the other is a law school, they say, whose curriculum was designed with, quote, significant input from none other than Supreme Court Justice.
Oh, my God.
Antonin the Walrus Scalia.
Great. We get it. This is a very Catholic operation.
Terrifyingly Catholic.
Right.
He said, he told, at the time, he said, the most important thing I could do with the resources I had been blessed with was to help build quality, faithful Catholic education.
Did he say it just like that? That's pretty funny.
He may have. I don't know.
What a busybody.
But once they had those schools, he then set out to create like his own little enclave where in this town now that he's kind of like bought up and where this university is Ave Maria.
This is getting scary.
The cable providers can't carry adult channels.
Shut up.
No Playboy, no what? Titties. And anywhere within the town, the sale of any contraception is forbidden. No rubbers, no birth control pills.
How could this be?
He said, he told the Wall Street Journal, there's not going to be any pornographic television in Ave Maria town. If you go to the drugstore and you want to buy the pill or condoms or contraception, you won't be able to get that in Ave Maria town.
Great. Hey, do they have a dispensary there? What's the deal with that? Marijuana
it's Florida. I'm thinking no. He says we want to. This is the executive director of the ACLU. Says we want to respect people's choices, but when government gives authority to religious groups to govern in accordance with religious rules, it goes too far and violates the Constitution. So what's the why?
This what is would scary.
Happen? Yeah, this is like Sharia.
This is very scary.
It's American Sharia. What is the difference? Tell me what the difference is between, okay, granted, it's a lot more violent and horrible, some of the Sharia law.
Dude, I got to drive across the county line to get a rubber.
It's ridiculous.
What the fuck?
They say that Americans United says Ave Maria is nothing more than a vanity project for a fundamentalist magnet.
Look at this wonderful place I've built, I've made.
But they say real people live there, and they are entitled to constitutional rights.
Oh, yeah.
And no matter what, his millions can't buy him the power to override the First Amendment, she says. It is flatly illegal to legislate based on religious dogma. So I guess some lawsuits are going to be flying down.
God, I mean, a guy's telling
Ave Maria.
A cable company what program. Are certain websites blocked? Can you do that?
I'm sure.
Is our show making it into Ave Maria?
I think we have to talk to Mike Tyson, get one of those pigeons.
Oh, my God.
And strap a jump drive to the pigeon's leg and fly it into Ave Maria.
That's a great idea.
But we should like spray like the silhouette of Jesus on the side of the bird or something so they think it's a message from the Lord.
Amazing.
So how creepy is that? This like his own little
I mean, did they have
caliphate?
Do they have a private security force there? I mean, like, you know.
I don't know. It's creepy as fuck. Obviously they have some sort of policing What if a store there decides, fuck it, I'm going to sell rubbers?
Do they get no federal money for, like, roads and bridges?
Well, right there, ding, ding,
and
ding.
And sidewalks?
Ding, ding, ding.
Because if you get that, then you have to let people buy condoms.
How dare you? You're shitting on my religious freedom, too.
Right.
Not be able to tell you what your religion should be.
I think someone should get gay married there ASAP in the city square. Right. Be great. Ave Maria. Boy, it's so great here. We don't have to make any of those queer wedding cakes. What a load off my mind.
None of that going. But they're Catholic, so.
Yeah, would you want to?
They could pass the altar.
How cheap? Around. Yeah. How cheap would the rent have to be to live in Ave Maria?
Really fucking cheap. I mean, should we go get a place in Ave Maria and broadcast Crab Nation?
Yeah, I would love that. Although
we're fighting the good fight.
I would like to fight the good fight somewhere.
We might end up in the stockade.
Yeah, I'm not into that. Those wackos are scary.
Here's, speaking of wackos, more Glenn Beck about the coming race war.
Interest of race relations, or better yet, because this is what the Constitution calls for, domestic tranquility. Is it in the best interest of domestic tranquility to sign a highly charged executive order the same week as Ferguson?
So he's saying that the president's timing is shitty.
Domestic tranquility.
Right. It's not a good idea. Hold off. Ixnay on the immigration until all the brown people are done getting pissed off in Ferguson.
That's like when your mom's like, don't show that report card to your dad right now. He just got home from work. He's in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Domestic tranquility.
Right.
Does a reasonable person know that an executive order on illegal immigration will ignite and stir the passion of the fringe activists most likely to take the streets on the left?
Now,
God, he's so good.
Right. Now, Glenn, don't forget, took some shit from the loonies on the right when, remember, he drove that truck down?
Oh, he brought water to those kids.
Brought food and toys and water to those
soccer balls.
To the kids from South America coming across the border. And he was pilloried by, on his own website, even in the comments on the Blaze, about people were confused. I don't know how to feel about this one. What? Why is Glenn encouraging this?
Did that last clip you played, do you think that was off the cuff or did he write that? Because that was very
most
good.
Most likely to take the streets on the left, and anybody whose passion of the fringe activists most likely to take the streets on the left, and anybody who signs an executive order that he himself said isn't constitutional will ignite the passions of the people on the right.
When did he himself say it wasn't constitutional? Every time Obama talks about, if he says, if Congress does nothing like those motherfuckers have done for the last 6 years. He doesn't say that. I added that part. If Congress does nothing, this needs to. People are hurting. People, families are being broken apart. This is bullshit. Again, my addition.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I will do what I can within the law. He, every fucking cunting goddamn time, he says within the law, within the law, within the law. And they're like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
I mean, Glenn Beck, if you listen to him, he hits those, like, the end of all of his sentences. I mean, he hits the last word. I mean, it's Shakespearean, the way he speaks.
He's amazing.
I'm blown away.
Out of his mind.
Yeah.
An amazing orator.
He's a loony.
People on the right. And when you have everybody fighting, and you have race involved, and people are scared.
And then, how about that drop-off? He's like, on the right! And when you have people fighting,
right,
and people are scared,
he gets your attention.
He does.
And then he delivers his message.
That's right. First he jerks you off really hard, then slow.
Yeah, yeah.
Then really hard again, then slow. He's edging you.
I think he was trained by Uta Hagen.
Involved, and people are scared. Isn't this usually when a strong man steps in and says, I can fix it? Please.
Please, Louis Gohmert, step in. Be a strong man. Right. Fix it.
Take your shirt off.
Wow. He's getting a little coy here.
Steps in and says, I can fix it. Please pray for our president. Please pray for the republic. And so it begins. They mocked preppers. And now as the unrest becomes more of a reality, the advice being given this week on the eve of potential violence is prepare.
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with the... gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Oh my God. You know, if you found Kenneth Brownell's speech in Henry V,
they played it alongside with Glenn Beck?
Right before...
First you get high?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it like watching... it's playing Dark Side of the Moon with
yes.
Wizard of Oz?
Prepare for the unrest. I mean, it's right before the French... right when the Dauphin and Henry and his guys are about to face off in battle. The night before the battle, Henry has an amazing speech. And I bet if you played them side by side, it would be like, I don't know. Glenn Beck is amazing.
He's an amazing talent.
I mean, I'm just listening to this guy talk. I'm not even listening to what he's saying. God, I get how these right-wing nut jobs get you sometimes.
Right.
Damn.
He's great at what he does. Somebody else, before we've only got a few minutes left here in the show. We're here 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. live every weekday, ladies and gents.
Bam.
And then afterwards, you can download us as a podcast.
Oh, that's right.
crabdiving.com. We also rerun it a few times throughout the day. And you can go to iTunes or you can go to Stitcher and download us as a podcast if you like. And if you do go to Stitcher or iTunes, give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
We're soliciting. Yeah. We're soliciting for good reviews. I'm not even asking you to be honest.
No.
Even if you'd only like us 4 stars, give us 5 fucking stars.
Right, right, right. Domestic tranquility.
So someone else who's been doing this for quite a while is Pat Robertson.
Yeah.
And Pat Robertson's weighing in this time about immigration. Just listen. Pat's concerned too.
I just wonder what in the world. Harry Reid is a sneaky sort of individual, and he's a master of behind-the-scenes manipulation, but he has dominated the Senate for the years he's been majority leader. He has refused to allow votes time and time and time again on measures that have been passed the House. And the reason is he's been trying to shield people from any accountability. So that
It's the demon is Harry Reid. They hate Harry Reid, and they hate Nancy Pelosi, who, by the way, was named the leader of the Democrats again in the House.
Good job, Nancy.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah,
Harry
Reid. He's sneaky.
He's sneaky. He's a sneaky, tricky one, Ryan. So Pat Robertson. It continues.
He wouldn't have to take votes on controversial issues. Well, he's losing his power in another few weeks. And so when that happens, things are going to change. But he tells the president to go big on breaking the constitutional power. The Constitution says the president is supposed to.
Anyway, this goes on.
God, this goes on. They keep saying that the president's overreaching. He's a tyrant. He's breaking the law.
Right.
But it's not true. It's just not true, guys.
They don't even know what he's going to do.
I don't even.
They're saying if he does anything, anything he does,
it's an executive order.
Of which he is far lower on the count than most of the other presidents. And then, but you say that, and Boehner says, well, it's not how many he's done, it's the ones he's done. It's what he's done.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, fucking asshole.
Yeah, fuck you, you orange freak.
Orange freak. So Pat Robertson, I'm not going to play the rest of it. He just keeps whining and screaming about the immigration.
He doesn't say anything crazy about AIDS or homosexuality,
not this
right?
time.
Damn it.
Although I do have a clip for tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm going to split the Pat. And Pat has apparently performed a miracle in a very 21st century way.
Oh.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. I have some thoughts.
So listen tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, to the big show here. You know, you can... What are some of the other shows here on the network,
we
Ryan?
We have Hollywood Hick, The Cantilinguists, The Daily Upper Decker Podcast, and the Morning Wood every morning at 8 a.m.
That's right. You can go
daily.
You can go to crabdiving.com. Check out the schedule.
Oh, hello.
That is there. On the right,
yes.
When you look, there's still your daily schedule, what's playing today. And then don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. We are also on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. We're on Google Plus. We're on Pinterest.
We're everywhere.
We're on
Punchpin?
Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. Oh, that's a good one.
We're all over the place. Spread the crabs, share the crabs, love the crabs. Don't forget to follow at Crab Diving Net also. That's where the network announcements will
show times.
The show times.
Things of that nature.
Who's talking about what? Shit.
Yada, yada,
yada. Go to iTunes for all the great shows on the network are available there as podcasts. And don't forget, also Stitcher.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
They'll be up there soon. Follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer on the Twitter. Any comedial stuff?
I might have a show tonight, the Night of 100 Comics out in the Liquid Zoo in beautiful Van Nuys, California.
Scenic and lovely Van Nuys, California. And the Liquid Zoo, or you can step out into the parking lot and hail a hooker.
Oh, you actually can.
Yeah. So
follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience, @VileExperience.
Did I say at Rated R Comedy?
I've been fucking up the end of the show.
Rated R Comedy is Ryan. And don't forget, everything and anything about us, ladies and joins, is here on crabdiving.com streaming.
Yes.
24/7, crabdiving.com. Listen. And that's where you'll be able to pick up all that. Thanks for listening.
FN.
Thanks for listening, ladies and gentlemen. We are out of here.